You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time to check out what is on offer from professional theater companies all over Michigan. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us. Moving from summer into the fall season, what does that mean for theater companies?
Well, a lot of theaters that were dormant over the summer now come back to life. A lot of theaters that only operate in the summer have closed down. So it is September is a bit of a – it's like the school year.
And do you find different kinds of offerings, a different feel in the fall than you might when you've got vacationers looking for maybe some fun?
Yeah, there are fewer – I think there are fewer sort of big revival musicals that happen because that's sort of considered – good summer fare, you know, that kind of thing.
So we're going to get challenged a little bit. So we're going to start out in Allen Park. What's happening at the Out Visible Theater?
Well, first of all, I've talked about this theater before. It is a very unique space. It's not like going to the Fisher. It's a small room. The actors will be right on top of you. And it's a very unique experience for the theater goer. They're putting on a play called A Human Being Died Last Night. It's a Michigan premiere. It's about a guy named Eugene who is a paid white political assassin in South Africa who's targeted anti-apartheid activists. And while he's serving his two life sentences, there's a black psychologist who goes to interview him, hoping to get this killer to ask for forgiveness. The play is kind of an interrogation that moves from clinical but to very intimate in a jail cell kind of setting.
And you spoke with the director this week?
Yes, Andrea Galea, who's the artistic director for the theater and the director of this production. And we talked to her about the very unique Out Visible space and how it works with the show.
It's impossible for the audience to be in our space and not feel like they're involved in the show. In every house speech you hear, the actors are going to get really close to you. It's okay, they're used to this. But it's a cool space.
All right. Now we're heading up to Alpena and Thunder Bay Theater, which is not just for summer.
That's right. A lot of people think because it's up on the water that it's a summer theater, only the troupe, but it's not. And they are opening a show this week called Songs for a New World, which is not exactly a play. It's what we call a song cycle. Their singers sing songs that are connected by a theme. And this one, the theme of this show which is written by Jason Robert Brown, who is perhaps best known for Bridges in Madison County, the stage version. Mm-hmm. The theme of this show is Moments of Decision.
Interesting.
And it's a very interesting play.
And let's take a little listen to, and this clip is actually from the Broadway Sings for Pride album.
You start to believe there's nothing to fear. It's about 1 second. And just when you're on the verge of success, the sky starts to change and the wind starts to blow. And oh, you're suddenly a stranger. There's no explaining where you stand. And you didn't know that you sometimes have to go round an unexpected bend.
And so this theme, A Moment of Decision, like that. That's great sounding.
You know, I feel like I can always tell a Jason Robert Brown song. It's his songs have a very particular soaring cadence.
Very good, Arsa. That's Songs for a New World by Jason Robert Brown. And now we move to the Ringwald in Ferndale. What are they doing for us?
Well, they're doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Love it.
And for those people who have been to the Ringwald, they know that it's always going to be a little different experience. This is the cult film, obviously, which ran at midnight in a theater near my hometown for like 5 or 10 years. I don't know. Was turned into a stage musical some years ago, and it's a fan favorite. And as most of the shows at the Ringwald, the director here is playing around with the sexual identities of the characters, so you can definitely expect not everything that you expect from this show.
Indeed. Here's from the London 2015 soundtrack.
Science fiction, double feature, Dr. X, build a creature, see androids fighting,
I think it's safe to say there is a built-in audience of folks who just, like you say, would show up in those midnight showings to be a part of the action.
And I fully expect when I go to see the show that there will be people in the audience dressed as characters.
Absolutely.
So, for sure.
Great. So fun. Now we're heading to Dexter, where we're going to wind up with the Encore Musical Theater.
Right. This is a familiar show, Sweeney Todd, to a lot of people. I'll be seeing it this Friday. And my hopes are very high for this show and this production. Director Matthew Brennan, who was nominated for Best Musical this past season for his direction of Assassins at the Encore, he's directing this. And I've done a lot of reimagining of this show. For example, he's moved the show from Victorian times to more like a 1940s sensibility. So he's really trying to put his own mark on it. Again, very high hopes for this production. I spoke with him this week to kind of ask him what he's bringing to the title role, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
My big thing is bringing humanity to Sweeney Todd, making him a person that people can, if not relate to, they can at least see how he's motivated and realize that he's not just a sociopath with a razor, that there is emotional reality there, that it's not all anger, that there is sadness, that there is hope, there is some happiness, and that he's a human being. It's something that I think everybody in the play is sort of striving toward.
David Mohn is a really terrific actor. I think he might be getting typecast because he was in Assassins as an assassin. I've seen him in Evil Dead, you know. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing him in the title role.
Very good. Well, it should be fun, and we've got so much to have you check out as we review again the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter doing Sweeney Todd, the Ringwald in Ferndale bringing Rocky Horror Picture Show to audiences in Ferndale, Thunder Bay Theater in Alpena, Songs for a New World, and the Out Visible Theater in Allen Park doing A Human Being Died Last Night. And of course, you can get details on these and other productions all over Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley of Encore Michigan, as always, thanks.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.